Not really. Not really. The death from which they were delivered was Egypt itself. Death itself, from being separated from God. Killing your physical body does not separate you from God, neither does it bring you to face God. But there is a death that does separate you from God, and Egypt represented that. How were they delivered from that death? By a new comprehension of death. Where did God give them the new comprehension of death? In the Red Sea? No. He gave them a new comprehension of death in the Lamb. In the Lamb. And this will become more clear, if it's not already clear to you here, but it'll become more clear as we bring this over into Christ. He gave them a new comprehension of death. And this was a death into which they would enter. Not out from which they would get, into which they would enter. And entering into this death, they were delivered from death. This is what Christians are not being taught. They're not being taught that we're delivered from death by death. Well, they are being taught that, but the death that they're being, the death that is set before them as their exit is physical death. Well, that's not the death. That's not the death. That's not the deliverance. That delivers you from nothing. It is, hon, the death of the Lamb. Listen, the blood of the Lamb was not shed to get you ready to die and go to heaven. The blood of the Lamb was shed as the death, as the door of heaven, of salvation, of eternity. I would that the Lord could awaken us to the reality of that first house where that blood was put upon that door, and through identifying themselves with the death of the Lamb, they walked, they entered into. They entered into the house. By entering into the house through that death of the Lamb. And remember, that God did not say, take an Egyptian, kill him, and put blood on the door. God did not say, take an Israelite, kill him, and put blood on the door. No. That kind of death That kind of death was the death of sin. How can I put this? Dying in sin does not deliver you from sin. See? There's another death. Take the blood of a lamb. This lamb was seen as being spotless and all of that, and perfect. This lamb, well, there was no reason to kill this lamb. This lamb had done nothing worthy of death. Kill this lamb, put that blood upon the door, and enter in. A new concept of death. Not killing one who deserved to die anyway, but killing one who did not deserve to die, had nothing about him that merited death, was not blemished, was not crippled, wasn't sick and going to die anyway. The cross, honey, was not a mercy killing. As we know mercy killings today. And yet I would have to say, and I don't want to confuse the issue by saying this, that for you and I it was a mercy killing. Because see, what you and I see at the cross, we see Jesus dying. In modern day Christianity vernacular, we see Jesus dying so we don't have to. But the fact is, when that lamb died, we died with him. For us, it was a mercy killing. We were being put out of our misery. But on his part, see, it was not, he was not being put out of his misery. He was dying for us. So there we see the mercy of God. But the mercy of God was not on behalf of His Son. The mercy of God was by the Son on our behalf. And so it is with Israel. A new concept of death, the death of an absolute innocent, was put upon the door. And they had to identify with that death. What's the first thing? Just think with me about it now. I know it's easy to bring it over and see it in its fulfillment. But look how you can see it right here. Because God did not blind their eyes to this. He set it forth in front of them. What's the first thing you see when you approach that door? Well, you see blood, yes. But what? Blood of what? Of a lamb. Yes, yes. But of what lamb? The lamb I just killed. That lamb didn't die on its own. It didn't get sick and die. I killed that lamb. When I go through that door, I killed that lamb. That lamb died at my hands. I'm the cause of that lamb being dead. And that's what we have, that's the first thing that we come to realize. I'm the cause. I'm the cause. What is the word forgiveness of sins comes to my mind here. What is true forgiveness of sin? It is the word forgiveness is translated as being the removal of the cause. When the cause is removed, there is forgiveness, the removal of the cause. See, most people, even Christian people, they never know what it is to forgive one another because they forgive actions of one another, or they say they do. But the cause is never removed. And what I mean by that is, I've used this example before. I'll just throw it in here briefly. A person that we disliked, or that did something to us, or that did a mean thing to us, or whatever, dies. Maybe he was mean to the whole community. And well, this person dies and then hears his funeral. And everyone that knew that person somehow or another is constrained. I mean, you wouldn't have went in that person's house. You couldn't have been tied up and threw in his house. But now he's dead and you're going to his funeral. Here's the hypocrisy of most all humanity, and particularly the hypocrisy of Christianity. Here we go to the funeral. And everybody walks around and looks at that person. And they can say nothing bad about that person. All of a sudden, it's like that person never did anything. And I won't go on with this story and just magnify the hypocrisy of it, but here's the point. What's the difference? What's the difference? The difference is that the person is dead. The cause of all of our grief, the cause of all of our hatred, the cause of all of our problems is dead. And now we can forgive. I mean, it's, you know, the cause is gone. And the person who was the sorriest person in the country, come on, don't tell me you don't. I guarantee you will. Now we all feel a little pang of grief for. Why? Because they're dead. Because they're dead. See, that's what it takes to bring about real forgiveness. Forgiveness is being released from the cause. In forgiveness, God does away with the cause. In forgiveness, God does away with you and I. Forgiveness is not associated with acts, what we have done, as much as it is who did it. The cause is dealt with. And in the blood of the Lamb, the cause is dealt with. I caused this death. Now I'm having to enter in. I'm having to come by way of this death. And so the second thing it is, by virtue of how we had to do that lamb and by virtue of the law of that sacrifice, is this is a lamb then with whom I, the death of whom I have to identify as being my death. This lamb not only was killed by me, this lamb died for me. No, not in the way. He didn't die so that I don't have to die. He died for me. This is the death which delivers me from destruction, from the wrath of God, from the death of sin. This is the death. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Well, not he that is dead in sin is freed from sin, but he that is dead to sin is freed from sin. This is the death. And so we enter in through that door. And by entering in, we are delivered from. Delivered from. So the new concept of death, hun, is just this. The new concept of death is just this. Rather than being a concept of disobedience, it becomes in our heart a concept of obedience. Through disobedience, we are dead in sin. Through obedience to His death, the death of the cross, we are dead to sin. Dead to sin. The old concept here in Romans 5, verse 12 is that wherefore by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. That's the old concept of disobedience. The new concept is, when with regard to Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:14, and throughout the whole teachings of the New Covenant, but this concept is just this, that when one dies, as all, that all may live as one. The old concept is when one died, all were brought into sin. And now all are made sinners. But the new concept is, but there is one who, when he died, died for all. Therefore, all died with him. That, see, all may live as one. And that's a whole new concept. Whereas Adam brought us into death through disobedience, through obedience unto death, the death of the cross, Christ brings us into life. This is the door that he presents himself as being. And what I want us to just see and consider is this. That this door which is his death, this door which has the blood on it is an entrance. If any man by me shall enter this door. And when we enter this door, we have come from death unto life. There is no exit. There's never any indication of an exit. See, the true concept of this is that Israel never left this house. They left Egypt as this house. This house of God. This Son of God is delivered from Egypt. The whole thing is the redemption of a house. That whole house, as it were, was taken out of Egypt because the house was not a mud hut to begin with, but those that entered in by the door. So as a house, they were delivered. In other words, there is no exit door. There is no exit out from Christ. There's not another door through which we must pass to get into heaven, to get into eternal life, to get into glory. This is the door. This is the door. And it is, as we've talked about, a three-dimensional door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And all that we've been talking about here and just discussing is primarily concerning the way. But I just want to keep saying it is not a way out, it is a way in. Everything behind this door is not a waiting room. Behind this door is the house of God, the glory of God, the fullness of God, the dwelling place of the Most High. This door is not a waiting room. It is not a vestibule. It is the door into the house of God, into the household of God. And there isn't in the rear of this house another door marked exit to a better land. So the new concept of death is that in Adam we are all dead in sin. It's very simple. In Christ, we're all dead to sin. So that in Christ, death has a whole new meaning. Death has a whole new concept. It is not future. It is ever present. I am now and forever dead unto sin. And now and forever alive unto God. How? Through Christ Jesus the Lord. And death, where is your sting? Death, where is your victory? Death is not a door that I'm looking toward and trying to believe that if I enter through that as a good person, I'll walk right into a better land. No. No. Death has no consequences for those who are in Christ Jesus, who have entered by this way. A new concept of death. To me, it is not related to sin. To me, it is not related to some future event, but to a present reality. We have entered in through the door. We have entered in through His death. We are bound with Him in His death. We are delivered by His death. Reconciled through the death, that we may be saved through the life. Buried with Him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from among the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. A new concept of death. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I. Christ liveth in me. A new concept of death. Last week we talked about this concept in connection with the grace of God. God's great grace. God's great grace manifested at the cross. The grace of God. And it is true. It is the grace of God. But the grace of God is realized in this new concept of death. If we can get a hold of this in our hearts, that by the one, death is unto destruction, Adam. By the other, Christ, death is unto resurrection. Death is unto life. The death of one swallows up the death of the other and brings it to nothing, having no power now over us. In that, being dead to sin has greater power than being dead in sin. And this is the door we walk through. And it's so contrary to Christian religion simply hasn't gotten a hold of that there is but one door. And this door that is our way out is also, and more so, the door that is our way in. That we haven't gotten out of sin and now we're waiting to get into heaven. No, our door out was our door in. And it's the cross. It is through death. Through death. That as those who are dead with Him, we live as those who are raised up together in Him. That as He is our death, having brought all to death, He is also our resurrection and our life. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Well, we'll stop here.